This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Today, we continue in our series called Radicalis, Developing Spiritual Roots. In these lessons, we'll learn how to live a life that is deeply rooted in Christ and His Word, so that we can become all God has created us to be. Now, if you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotionals, you're going to love his brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. This is the first time Rick's devotionals have ever been offered in print, and you can get this book through Daily Hope. Take a sneak peek right now by going to PastorRick.com. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Radical Joy.
Let's take the last one. God works everything for good. How does God work everything for good when you're being criticized? Well, there's lots of ways. For one thing, it's an opportunity for me and for you to grow, to be more like Christ. You see, you are most like Christ when you are silent in the face of false criticism. You're most like Christ when you are silent and you refuse to retaliate in the face of criticism. Jesus was a perfect person. None of us are. And yet he was constantly criticized, constantly misunderstood, constantly lied about, constantly, they condemned him. And at the crucifixion, before that, at the arrest, they were accusing him of all these things that he had never done. And it says, and Jesus spake not a word unto them. He remained silent. Why? If God is for us, who can be against us? It really doesn't matter what other people think. What matters is what God says about you. And that's what's going to last in the long run. In fact, the Bible says this on the screen, Matthew 27, 14. Jesus made no reply, even to a single charge, all the trumped up charges and all the things against him, to the great amazement of the governor, who was Pilate. When you respond to accusations with love and kindness and refuse to retaliate, it makes you more like Jesus. That's a good thing. God brings good in that. You know, I was about a year ago praying about this, and I said, Lord, I understand the good that it does in me. Does it help anybody else? And God says, if you can be a model of how criticism cannot rob you of your joy, that's a good thing. Nobody can rob me of my joy. It doesn't matter what other people say, doesn't matter what other people think, doesn't matter whether they're right, they're wrong, they're ridiculous or whatever. Nobody can rob me of my joy. Let me give you a little advice as your pastor who loves you. You'll never be able to please everybody. Just about the time you get crowd A please, crowd B gets ticked off. About the time you get crowd B please, crowd A gets ticked off. One minute you're the hero, the next minute you're the zero. But here's the good news. You don't need other people's approval to be happy. If you've been spending your life still trying to earn the approval of your dad or your mom or your friends or your peers or some teacher in the past and prove them wrong, that's stupid. If you haven't gotten their approval by now, you're not going to get it. And it's not your fault, it's their fault. But here's the good news. You don't need it. You don't need the approval of anybody to be joyful. You don't need the approval of anybody to be happy. All you need to do is live for an audience of one, for God. And if God likes you and you're doing, and He likes what you're doing, then it's always the right thing to do. Not only that, you're going to be rewarded in eternity. Do you remember the last beatitude we covered when we went through life's healing choices? It goes like this. Blessed are you, that means happy. Happy are you when men shall revile you, that means put you down, and persecute you, and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice, there's the word, rejoice, joy. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, overflowing joy, for great is your reward in heaven. That's a good thing. This is what Jesus told us. He said, in the world you'll have tribulation. He said, you don't have to worry about it because I love you. In fact, Romans 8:37 says this, none of this phases us because Jesus loves us. Don't ever let anybody rob your joy. Don't ever let anybody take it away from you. They don't have a right to. Now, Jesus also said this on the screen, I say these things while I'm still in the world, so that they, that means all of us, the followers, may have the full measure of my joy within them. Did you know that Jesus prayed that you would have the full measure of the joy he had inside you? That's extravagant joy. That's irrational joy. That's exuberant joy. That's unspeakable joy. The fifth reason that we can have joy no matter what happens in our lives. If I'm in Christ, God will meet all my needs. God has promised this. If I'm in Christ, God has promised to meet all my needs. So what do I have to worry about? And again, worry is a killjoy. The Bible says it like this in Romans 8, verse 32. Since God did not spare even his own son, that's Jesus, but gave him up for us all. Won't God, who gave us Christ, also give us everything else? You see the logic of that verse? If God loved you enough to come to earth and die on the cross for your sins, don't you think anything else you've got is small potatoes as a problem? When God solved your biggest problem and he came to earth to die for you, don't you think he cares then about your finances? Don't you think he cares about your relationships? Don't you think he cares about your health, about your job, your career? Yeah. Yeah, he cares about all that too. And that's a reason for joy. God says, I will meet all your needs. In fact, this is what he says in Philippians 4:19. My God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches. And here's the phrase, in Christ. In Christ Jesus. It's in Christ. God has not promised to meet the needs of everybody in the world. No. He's promised to meet the needs of those in Christ Jesus. Now, he says, my God will meet all your needs. He doesn't say I'll meet all your greeds. God hadn't promised to give you a Rolls Royce or a mansion on a hilltop. God has said, I'll meet all your needs. What you need, I'll get to you. I haven't promised to make you. It's not the Midas touch, you get whatever you want, or as Rick talked about, it's not like God's a genie. But he says, I'll meet all your needs. Now, most of us don't really understand this, so we don't pray for it. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is Psalm 84:11. It says this, no good thing will the Lord withhold from those who do what is right. No good thing. You know, as a father, when my kids are growing up, I want to give them good things. I won't withhold anything good from them. I might withhold something bad from them, something that will harm them, something that will cause them to be stunted in their spiritual or physical or emotional growth. But I'm not going to withhold any good thing from them. If I can supply it as a dad, how much more does the Heavenly Father who's perfect say, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly, who are doing what is right.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. Now, if you'd like to connect with Pastor Rick online, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. You can also sign up for his free daily email devotional. That's PastorRick.com.
If you enjoy Rick's free daily email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that he has collected a whole year's worth of his powerful devotionals and put them in a convenient, beautifully designed hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Now you can start your day off with the Word of God right at your fingertips. The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book also makes a great gift for a friend or a loved one. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get your copy of this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
Over 20 times in the New Testament, God says, ask. Ask and it shall be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock and the door will be open. Over 20 times. God never shuts his storehouse until you shut your mouth. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. Now, why does God want you to ask in prayer? Why does he want you to ask and then he can meet your needs? One reason. He wants you to be full of joy. That's the reason. He wants you to be full of joy. When my kids are full of joy, it makes me look good as a dad. When God's children are full of joy, it makes God look good. A sourpuss Christian is a bad advertisement for God. God says, no, I want you to be full of joy. Look at this verse, John 16, 24. Ask, Jesus says, ask using my name and you will receive. And you will have abundant joy. The reason for asking is joy. The reason you don't see miracles, you're not asking for them. God wants to do things in your life that you can't even imagine. Doyle, talk to me about a time in your life when you saw God meet a need in a miraculous way.
Well, it was back in 1980. I've been married all my life, pretty much, by the way, and I married my high school sweetheart, and we have four children. But back then, we only had two, Heidi and Holly. Heidi was four. Holly was two. So my wife met me at the door, and she says, good night. Have fun. They're yours. And so we played till the middle of the night. And I'll never forget. It was too late. I mean, it was so late for a story. And so I just said a little poem prayer. And I felt bad. Holly was asleep before amen. But Heidi was wide awake. And so I walked over to her little bed. I said, Heidi, was there something special you wanted to ask God for? Well, there's something I've always wanted, she said. I'd like to have a rose. And I said, well, why do you want a rose? She said, because they're so pretty, and I've always wanted one.
She's 4 years old, and her whole life she's wanted a rose, yeah.
And so anything to get her to go to sleep. So we asked God for a rose, you know, and I forgot about it. The next night at our little time, we started to pray. I told him a story, and she grabbed Holly's hand in mine, and she said, let's pray, Daddy. And I'll never forget, her little lip started to quiver, and her hand was shaking, little tears flowing out her face. Yeah. I said, Heidi, what's wrong? How come God didn't bring my rose to me today? Do you think you forgot? And what do you say? You know, it was a God question. I said, well, you know, we didn't mention the color of that rose.
Good answer.
Pretty clever.
And so, by the way, here's a teaching truth. It is always easier for God to ask a more specific thing than a simple. When you say, God bless me, what's a blessing? Most of you wouldn't know if a blessing hit you in the face. God bless me. That's too vague. Be specific.
And so we asked God for a white one because that's what she was thinking about. And so I'll never forget that. I could hardly sleep, and I had to go out of town the next day. And I thought of calling a florist down the street or a friend, you know, plan B. We always think of plan B.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I had to go out of town that night. I didn't do any of that. I just went out of town. I played this concert. And it was a small church, and it had a little center aisle down the middle. And after my concert, I was putting my guitars away, and I hear a voice, are you Doyle Dykes? And it had been over for probably 30 minutes. No one had been in there. And she startled me, this little lady. And she said, God told me to bring you something from my garden today. And it was a little something wrapped in foil about this big, you know. And she handed it to me, and I could tell by the way she acted she was special. And I said, well, I'll enjoy eating this from your garden. She says, oh, I wouldn't eat that. She said, you better...
What do you think, it was a carrot or something?
That's what I thought. Yeah, it's a guy thing. We always think of food.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
And so...
don't bring me flowers. Food.
She said, well, you better not eat that. She waited till I peeled the foil back, and there was one little white rose. And I'll never forget that.
Wow.
And I told her, I said, well, this isn't mine. She says, well, God told me to bring you that.
And I
told her the story of the rose, and she says, well, that's nice, and just turned and walked away. And I thought, I'm slack-jawed holding this little miracle.
Yeah.
And I thought, she'll float out of here. She'll never make it out the door. And when I got home, I'll never forget, Heidi ran out to my truck before I could even get out of my van seat. And I reach over and I gave her the little package. She says, he brung it, didn't he, Daddy?
Wow. Thank you, buddy. That's great. There's one more reason why we can be joyful no matter what happens in our lives. And it's the greatest one of all. The sixth reason, if I'm in Christ, the Bible says this, God will never stop loving me. God will never stop loving me. No matter what happens in my life, things go right, things go wrong, plans go awry, whatever, God will never stop loving me. I can count on it. The Bible says it like this in Romans chapter 8, verses 38 and 39. I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from the love of God, from His love. Death can't, life can't, angels can't, demons can't, our fears for today, our worries about tomorrow, even the powers of hell cannot keep God's love away. Whether we're high above the sky or in the deepest ocean, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus, our Lord. That is good news. When you come to Christ and you say, I'm going to put my hand in your hand, God grabs onto it. When you say, I'm going to trust you, I want to love you, I want to be the person you made me to be, God says, I'm holding on and I'm holding on for dear life. There will be times in your life when you want to let go of God's hands. God, I don't want to be a Christian right now. It's inconvenient. I don't want to do what the Bible says. I want to do it my way. I want to go have sex with that person. I want to go cheat on my income tax. I want to lie to that person so I can get out of that sticky situation. I want to do this. I want to do that. And there are going to be times you say, it's not popular. It's not convenient. It's too costly. I don't want to do the right thing right now. God, I don't, right now, I'll be back, but I don't want to be a believer in you right now. And you're going to want to let go. But He's never letting go of you. You see, once you put your hand in Christ's hands, it's out of your hands. This is called eternal security. Nothing can separate you from the love of God. Now, if you earned your salvation by working for it, then the moment you stopped working for it, you'd lose it. But you didn't earn it, so you can't lose it. It was a gift, and once it's given and you put your hand, the Bible says even if we're unfaithful to Him, He cannot be unfaithful to Himself. And He holds on to us. And in John chapter 10, Jesus says, they are in my hands and no one can pluck them out. That's good news. That means no matter what happens, I'm still safe in the hands of God. And He will never, never stop loving me. I want to end with two verses, one for those of you who know the Lord and one for those of you who don't know Him yet. Those of you who don't know Christ yet, you're never certain you've put your hand in Christ's hand. Maybe you've gone to church all your life, but you're not sure that if you died tonight, you'd go to heaven. You're not sure that you have trusted Him for salvation completely. This is why you don't have continuous joy in your life. The Bible says in Psalm 16:11, here on the screen, you will fill me with joy in your presence. And the more you spend time in the presence of God, the more you're going to be filled with joy. And nobody can rob that joy from me. And nobody can rob that joy from you without your permission. So put your hand in His hand. Those of you who know Christ, you've kind of drifted away. And you've stopped realizing how much you've been forgiven. You've stopped realizing you're on your way to heaven. You just take it for granted. You've stopped realizing that all things are working for good in your life and that God is for you, not against you, and that He's promised to meet all your needs and that He'll never stop loving you. You need to pray this prayer, Psalm 51:12. David prayed it, "Restore to me again the joy of salvation." Let's bow our heads. Would you follow me in this prayer? If you've never opened your life to Christ, or you're not certain, you're not settled about this issue, you're a little insecure about it, you need to settle it today. Receive God's gift. Pray this prayer. "Dear God, I don't understand it all, but I thank you for loving me, and I want your joy in my life. I ask you to forgive all my sins and give me a clear conscience and help me to forgive myself. I ask you to give me the gift of eternal life. I ask you to work all things for good in my life. I thank you that you are for me, not against me. Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for me. Thank you that you've promised to meet all my needs. Thank you that you will never stop loving me. So today, as much as I know how, I open my life to you, Jesus Christ. I want to follow you. I want to trust you. I want to learn to love you for the rest of my life and then be with you forever. If you've already prayed that prayer in your heart and you know Christ, maybe you need to pray, "Lord, restore the joy of my salvation. Help me to focus on these things, not my problems. That no matter what happens in my life, you're never going to stop loving me. And all these other benefits are true. Let me live in joy this month and this next decade. I pray it in your name. Amen."
Hi, this is Pastor Rick. If you just prayed to accept Jesus Christ into your heart, congratulations. You're now my brother or sister in the Lord, and you need to tell somebody. And why don't you tell me? Write to me, rick@pastorrick.com. Just email me, rick@pastorrick.com, and tell me your story. I would love to read it. And by the way, I'll send you some free material to help you start in your new journey with the Lord. God bless you.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time together. If you enjoy Rick's free email devotional, then we are excited to let you know that for the very first time, these devotions are available in a brand new 365-day devotional hardcover book called Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
You know, one of the ways I try to help reinforce the lessons that I teach on this broadcast is to offer daily devotionals that are based on the same lessons that I teach here. Did you know that over 1 million people subscribe to the Daily Hope devotionals? And if you're not getting them, I encourage you to sign up for this tool and resource too. If you haven't already got it, you're missing out. They're free, and they're delivered right to your inbox every morning. I'll just email them to you, or you can find them on the web at PastorRick.com. Now, many of you have asked that we provide these devotionals in a book format. So you know what? I asked my team to pull together 365 of the best daily devotionals, and we printed them in a book. And you can use this Daily Hope devotional book, it's an entire year's worth of devotions, as part of your quiet time, and it will allow you to meditate on a single scripture every day and to reflect on what it means. Now, I know you're going to be blessed by this resource, and it's also going to be something you could use as a meaningful gift to share with a family or a friend or a neighbor. This Daily Hope devotional is going to be available exclusively through Daily Hope and through the PastorRick.com store. You can't get this devotional anywhere else at any bookstore. You've got to get it directly from us because we want to be in contact with you.
The Open Doors, A Year of Daily Devotions book makes a great gift for a friend or loved one, especially with Christmas right around the corner. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. We'll send you this great resource when you give a gift to support Daily Hope today. Call 800-600-5004 to get yours, or you can visit PastorRick.com. That's 1-800-600-5004 or PastorRick.com. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.